Now we've got science journalist Mark Peplow in the studio with us now. What have you got for us this week?
Well, researchers have unveiled a new model that can actually predict where groundwater is going to be contaminated with arsenic. This could help to deal with a major world health problem. About 140 million people drink arsenic-contaminated water around the world, and it's a major health risk. It can cause liver and kidney disorders and various types of cancer. So a group led by Luis Rodrigo Ledo at the Swiss Federal Institute of Aquatic Science and Technology, they looked in particular at China, where since the late 70s, there's been this growing arsenic contamination problem as more and more wells tap into groundwater aquifers. Now, there's a lot of naturally occurring arsenic around various parts of China. So back in the 90s and early 2000s, the Chinese Ministry of Health started to do this massive screening campaign to sample individual wells, and they tested almost 500,000 wells across the country for arsenic contamination. But they still only covered about 12% of China's counties. So clearly it was going to take decades to actually go through the whole lot. What you really needed was some way to predict where the highest risk areas were likely to be. And that's what this team have now done.
Have they managed to do it by looking at the rocks that are found in that area? Is that where the arsenic's coming from?
There's actually like 8 different factors that they're using to bring in things like wetness, soil salinity, topography of the ground and so on. Information that's quite easy to gather these days with satellite imaging and so on. And these all serve together as a proxy for where arsenic contamination is likely to be. And basically what they did was they took the WHO's, the World Health Organization's, sort of threshold for safe arsenic levels, which is 10 micrograms per litre, and just divided areas into whether they were more than that or lower than that, high or low risk. And they were able to predict areas that they didn't know about using this model. They were able to predict 83% of the areas that were indeed over that level. Now, you compare that with population maps, and you start to see where the highest density of population is and the highest risk of arsenic is. Put those together and you have the hotspots where you immediately have to prioritise for water testing. So it really could speed up the process, and the Chinese government are doing that now.
And what can they do once they know that an area is contaminated with arsenic? Is there a way of removing it from the water?
Well, that's a really good question. Knowledge of the fact that your groundwater is contaminated with arsenic, you would think the immediate thing would be, well, stop drinking the water, find an alternative source. But the experience in Bangladesh, which has had a major arsenic groundwater problem for decades, is that once a well has actually been sunk, it can actually be quite hard to stop people using it, even if it is contaminated, because there may be areas where there is simply no other source of water. So what's really needed is to accelerate infrastructure development there so that you do have safe water supplies. Now, that's a broader problem that China is trying to tackle at the moment, because there are large areas of the land which are incredibly arid, and they're talking about projects to ship vast amounts of water from one side of the country to the other to try and serve that. This is the sort of issue that would play into the factors of where gets that water first.
Fascinating. I never realised that so much water could be contaminated with arsenic. I mean, you think of it in relation to murderers, but not necessarily in relation to water.